Well, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning to you. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hello, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I thank God for this day. He's doing great works in us. He's taking us out of our comfort zone, the things that we're used to doing, the things and the places where we're used to being. And he's changing the script. He's changing the script. And you know what? That's a good thing. The Bible says that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and to those that are the called according to his purpose. All things. That means even the rough stuff you go through is going to be working for my good. Yeah. Well, what about the hard stuff, the really, really, really bad things that I have to deal with? Or what about when people don't treat me right? Or what about when things happen beyond my control? What about when it's not fair? The Bible says that all things work together for the good. Them that love the Lord and to them that are called according to his purposes. All things work together for the good. Even though it's not fair what happened, even though they did not tell the truth about the matter, even though promises were made and not kept, yeah, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Because you know what? God's got the last say in everything. The Bible says that he's the beginning and he's the end. The Bible says that he's the Alpha and the Omega. I trust in God. Come on, somebody. He will never fail us. He will never fail you. He will never fail me. Yeah. We can stand on that. You know, it's a lot of stuff that other people say and other folks say and other books say. But God's word will never fail. It stands throughout generations. And it's standing today. I trust in him. And that's what we have to do, come what may. Keep trusting, keep believing, keep walking by faith. Keep walking by faith. That means you walking and you may not see it in front of you, what's on the other side, or you may not, but you're walking and you're trusting in him. The Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Yeah. You see, we trust in God because he will never fail you. He will never fail you. I want to say hello and good morning to Sister Pat in DeSoto area. God bless you. Hello, good morning. I want to say good morning to the vicinity, those around DeSoto and Festus and Crystal and Jefferson County. I want to say hello, Herculaneum, Arnold, Farmington. I trust in God. Come on, trust with me. He will never fail us. I trust him. Yeah. We hear of things going on. We hear of a lot of stuff happening. But we got to keep walking by faith. Pray, please, please pray for our family, brothers and sisters. Even though if you don't, they may not be blood brothers and sisters, but they are of the family of believers. Pray for those who are hurting, who are suffering, who have lost everything, have lost everything. Pray for them. Pray that God will comfort their heart. Pray that God will bless them and restore more. Bless them with more than they ever had before. And not just material things. Bless them with more spiritual things like faith. Bless them with more spiritual things like hope and trust. Come on, somebody. Bless them. Bless them. Lord, I pray that you would bless them, those who've suffered and lost so much in the fires in California. And Lord, I pray that you would just put an end to the fires. Number one, bless those who have been fighting so hard, the firefighters. Those who volunteered. They may not be professional. They may not even be trained in that. But, oh God, I pray for your covering and for your grace and your protection. I pray that you would restore the land. I pray that you would restore the area. Beautiful cities. I pray that you would restore the people. Bless them. And then, Lord, I pray that you would clean the air. I pray that God would clean the air and clean the surroundings. Only God can do it. And I pray that he would bless those who have suffered and lost so much. And their offspring, their children. You know this is etched a place in their mind that it'll never hardly go away, but God can cover them and strengthen them and build them and give them strength that they never knew they had because they've come through, even the children. Bless those who have hurt and suffering. And then, Lord, I pray that you would bless those who have lost loved ones. I pray for comfort. I pray that you will comfort their hearts. Put your loving arms around them. Bring them peace. In Jesus' name. Well, guess what? I wanted to have a part two. I wanted to, in addition to the key to God's redemptive mission. That's what we talked about last week, and I want to just talk about it some more. The key to God's redemptive mission. This is a prayer. This is a prayer that Jesus prayed for us. And this is it. If you don't know by now, you're going to know this is the key to God's redemptive mission. This is what Jesus was born for, he lived for, he gave his life for. This is the key. Yeah. Our message is going to come from the book of St. John, 17th chapter. 17th chapter of St. John. Our key verse is 21. 17 and 21. But we going to read what happened before Jesus is praying, y'all. This is over 2,000 years ago. He's praying and he's praying for you. And he's praying for me. He's praying. This is Jesus' prayer. We're gonna start, our key verse is 21, but we're going to start at verse 20. St. John. New Testament, 17th chapter, verse 20, it says, my prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message. Verse 21, here it is. This is the key. That all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me. And I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. And then here's verse 22. It says, I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. Verse 23 says, I in them and you in me. I in them and you in me. See, you have to accept Jesus as your Savior. And then that's how he becomes in you and you in me. That's what Jesus was saying. Yeah. He comes in us as God is in him. Yeah. Verse 23 says, I in them and you in me, may they be brought to complete unity. May they be brought to complete. That's 100%, okay? That's not 99%. That's not partial. That's not, I do my own thing, but I'm a Christian and I follow parts here and there. No. Jesus is praying, may they be brought to complete unity. To let the world know that you've sent me and have loved them. That you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. That's what Jesus is praying, right in this prayer right here. Yeah. I'm so thankful. Yeah. God often speaks of human relationships as part of his mission to redeem a lost world. It's about relationship. How are you relating to people? What about people you don't know? What about people that don't look like you? What about it? What are you loving? Are you loving for real? Are you shadow loving? Like, yeah, stand back. You know how a shadow is. It's just an offset of what the real thing is. Are you loving for real? This is so important in 2025. This is so important. You say you love me, but do you love me for real? You say you love me. What if I don't have the same kind of political views? What if I don't have the same kind of ethnic views? What if I don't have the same kind of, what if I think different? What if I was raised differently? You say you love me, but do you really? They say actions speak louder than words. What does that mean? How are your actions speaking for you? Come on, somebody. How are your actions speaking for you? Even in your face, even in your gestures. You know, you can tell somebody that if somebody loves you sometimes just by looking at them in the face. You can tell by somebody can't stand you, that really don't want to be around you, just by looking at them in their face. Have you ever looked at somebody and said, ooh, what did I do to you? Ooh. What's behind that look that you're giving me? When I was younger and I was a little girl growing up, and this is old school, you know, where you raised, this is old school. When I was raised, I would get in trouble for the way I looked at somebody. My mom would say, what's that look for? What you looking at me like that for? I remember in school, this back in the day when you used to get paddlings, they don't do that no more. You don't get paddlings anymore. But back in the day when I was a little girl, when I was young, I got a paddling. I got like 3 licks with a piece of wood on my rear end for the way I looked at the teacher. I never forget it. I think I was in the 3rd grade. I'm pretty sure it was a 3rd grade. And I'm way, my grandkids are past the 3rd grade. Yeah, but you never forget. How are you looking at people? We say we love you. We say we love everybody. But really, sometimes it just comes out of our face how we really feel. God speaks of human relationships as part of his redemptive mission. His mission to redeem a lost world. Let's just go to St. John 13 and 20. St. John 13, chapter, verse 20. Let's start at 19 and then 20, okay? It says, I'm telling you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe that I am he. Verse 20 says, I tell you the truth. Whoever accepts anyone I send accepts me. And whoever accepts me accepts the one who sent me. Yeah. Yeah. It's all about a relationship to redeem a lost world. God wants us to be one, you guys. And this day, we can't fake no more. We can't say we love somebody and not be for real. We can't say we love somebody and be just not even care that they're suffering, that they're hurting. Let's look at Matthew 25, verse 40. It says, the king will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. Yeah. Whatever you do for the least, this is Jesus speaking. Yeah. Yeah. And you want to read this whole section. Read the whole section. You can put it in some context. But Jesus was teaching. He was speaking. And Jesus was saying, they were saying, well, you did you do this for me? Or you did do this for me? Let's go back up to, let me put it all into context right here. Y'all hold on, okay? Let's just start at 31, okay? But this key was verse 40. But hold on, we're going to read it just in case you don't even have a Bible and you just want to hear it, okay? This is Matthew 25, verse 31. Our key is verse 40 in this section, okay? When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by the Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. Okay, now I'm at verse 35. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. Okay, y'all listening, I'm going to read it slow. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. That kind of sounds like us today. people that don't have nothing, people that are struggling, people that are having a hard time. Do you care? Do you really, really care? Okay. All right, let me keep reading. This is verse 35, okay? I'm going to read 35 and all the way, okay, to verse 40, which is 40 is our key. Then the king will say, this is 34. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. 35 says, for I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Verse 37 says, then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothed you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go and visit you? And then here is the key right here. The king will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. You did it for me. You did it for me. Yeah. Jesus is specific. He taught, and he taught in a way that they got it. He taught in a way they understood. And it's not about, a whole lot of glamour and all of that. You know, sometimes you just want to be made. Say what you got to say and make it plain. Say what you got to say and make it easy for me to understand. Yeah. Yeah. We have to have compassion for one another. Yeah. We have to have compassion for one another. And then those who are the called according to his purposes, and that's us. And guess what? We are the church. We are the church. The Bible says that on this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell won't prevail against it. We are the church. And so since we the church, we are the body of Christ, a church on a mission with the Father in our world. We're on a mission to draw. But what if the church is, everybody's going its own way, waging war, putting down one another, talking negative about each other, slandering one another? Come on, y'all. Then what happens is the world sees that. People say, I don't want no part of that. All they do is talk about each other. All they do is, what they saying about this one? What they saying about that one? Yeah. And that's so important. We're supposed to be one. We're supposed to be one. We're supposed to be one. Let's look at 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. 1 Corinthians, let's just keep on into the New Testament. Back up to 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. Verse 12. 1 Corinthians 12 and 12. Okay. It talks about us. How we carrying ourselves. okay? How we can make a difference if we get ourselves together, if we walk in unity and in oneness and in unison, we the church, then you can make an impact. 1 Corinthians 12:12, it says, the body is a unit. Though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slave or free, we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Yeah. Okay, now let's look at this. Now the body is not made up of one part, but many parts. Okay. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. Huh? Or verse 16, it says, and if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body. It would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. Verse 17 says, if the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If your whole body was one part, then what were the other parts? You couldn't function. The whole body was an eye. How could you hear? Okay. If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. And I want to say to you, hey, we got to get together. We got to join hearts together. We got to work together in unison as a healthy body of Christ, healthy body of Christ, healthy group of believers, praying for one another, lifting one another, blessing one another, be encouraged and help those that don't have, lift up those that don't have, pray for those that don't have, those who are hurting and suffering. It doesn't matter about any of the other things. As long as the blood is running through your veins, as long as you can inhale and exhale, the man on the cross, he had a chance just before he died. And he was rightly guilty. He was being crucified and he was rightly guilty. But Jesus said to him, this day you will be with me in paradise. This day, he said, remember me when you enter your kingdom. And Jesus says to him, this day you will be with me in paradise, regardless of what all he had done. God gave him a chance. The Lord gave him a chance. So we have to walk by faith and not by sight, not by what we see, but what we know is right, and be about our Father's business. The key to God's redemptive mission is us, love, and how we treat one another. This is Pastor Donna Evans, and you're on Trinity Talks. Go to our website, Trinity Talks, or you can see me on Facebook, Donna Evans. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer. Until next time.